Are you ready to create a life you crave? Let's spin that doom loop of negativity into an upward success cycle and start living lucky.
Good morning. I'm Jason and I'm living lucky. I hope you are too. Janet is still sick. Yesterday was a busy day for me and a very tough day for Jana. Thank you so much for all your concern and prayers and thoughts and text and comments about her feeling better. It helped, obviously. She actually started kind of coming back up yesterday, but I don't know what it is about getting sick. Sometimes at night, it just kind of piles back on. I don't know if any of you relate to that or not, but let me know when you get here. I'm going to hold off on something because I want to read a quote to start us off this morning, and I want to know how that hits with everyone. So let me know when you get in here. Tell me good morning. You know how I operate. I like to know you're here with the emojis, the whatever they are, the like, hearts, hates, sad, cries, the shares, whatever it is. So am I even on the platform this morning, or did they get angry about what I said yesterday? It happens, right? Good morning, Julin. Hey, Sheila, I'm glad you are here. So I'm going to get right to it then, since I know that our regulars and our true blues are with us. I read this yesterday, and it hit me so hard because, good morning, Nancy, because it's so true, and it rang true to me. And it's a quote from, good morning, Marilyn, it's a quote from Louis L'Amour, one of his books, and it says, up to a point, a person's life is shaped by environment, heredity, and changes in the world about them. Then there comes a time when it lies within their grasp to shape the clay of their life into the sort of thing they wish it to be. Only the weak blame their parents, their race, their times, lack of good fortune, or the quirks of fate. Everyone has the power to say, this I am today, that I shall be tomorrow. And that just said to me, whatever I am today, I'm okay with it. This is kind of what I picked up along the way. This is who I became. I've made it here. I've gotten over all the hardest days of my life so far. But what do I want to become? Who do I want to be? For me, not what does society want me to be? What do I think the world wants of me? But what do I want? What do I need in my soul? And I get to choose that. I get to say at any point in my life that, A, I'm not happy. I'm not satisfied. I'm not content with exactly what's going on with any given situation. And I get to choose what I want tomorrow and set a clear picture of that and then start building towards it. And we don't build towards anything by looking at what we don't have or what we can't control. We work with what we've got already. And what we have already is all the things that have made us who we are already. Whether it's hurt, sadness, grief, greatness, triumph, because we are here right now, right? It was incredible. It hit me like a sledgehammer. And I mean, I've been really getting in touch with my feelings for the last 8 years, maybe 10 years. Time kind of has taken a shift for me. So it's probably been about 10 years, but I've really been noticing over the last 5 years, my emotions. And it's been incredible because I tend to get teary eyed over a lot of crap, a lot of things, but this hit me in a way that was so different because I saw it. It wasn't like a movie or a, It was really weird for me, but I saw it as my life, almost like It's a Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart. Like I literally saw it and how it's kind of portrayed itself. And I saw what Jana and I have done and realized that when we were standing, she was laying on the couch. I was standing on the other side of the couch and we were so close to giving up on each other. And we said that this is our moment. This I am today. This we are today. That we shall be tomorrow. And we said we are going to be extraordinary. I'm going to get teary-eyed. But we are extraordinary people. And we got in this relationship to go far and to love each other forever and have an extraordinary life. And we weren't doing it. We were trying. We were trying our hardest. But we started getting in the mindset of, I'm doing all the work. Or I got in the mindset, I know. I can't jump in Jana's mind. And we talk about this on occasion. But oftentimes in a relationship, you know, you get in that mindset of, and I'm kind of squirreling here and I apologize, but this is what I do, especially when I'm left to my own devices. But I get in that mindset of, why am I doing all the work? And that's a weird thing. So when you start thinking, why am I having to try so hard to be successful? Why am I all those types of questions, they're very disempowering. And it's a scorekeeping method for yourself. And it's saying, I'm not getting return for what I'm putting in. Well, especially in a partnership, when you know that you both have the same, you're playing on the same field, you're going towards the same end zone, you just forget that you're both going towards the same end zone. And the other person's probably thinking the same thing. And that's what I wasn't acknowledging. That's a flawed thought process for me. But what I found in talking to a lot of the people that I coach and talk with, even though I'm not a relationship coach, that's a common thread in arguments. We forget that we're going to the same place. We just aren't communicating well together. That's all. We're not being open about our feelings and our emotions and what we really want. And then we're not also telling each other what we really want because we're trying to save the other person's feelings. And I think Jana talked about this last week a little bit. But when we get super clear about what we want and then what we want as a couple or what we want as a team, what we want as an office, what we want as a business, what our real goals and objectives are, what our whole business model is as a family, as a relationship, as a company, and we're clear about that and everyone can see it, visualize it. It doesn't matter where you are today. The people in that same relationship, that same business, that same household can decide where they're going, get on the same field, play the same game, and go in that direction. It's just about the communication. So this quote just hit me so hard. It's not about blaming anything. It's not about only the weak have excuses, really. Everyone has the power to say, this I am today, that I shall be tomorrow. Give me some type of emoji. I thought I lost the chat. There's some people. Hey, Lori. Hey, David. Patrick. Marilyn. Let me know. Does that hit anyone? Can anybody relate to that? Has anyone had those feelings of, why am I doing all the work? Why doesn't anyone see it the way I see it? I've lived in that zone for a while. I sometimes still get in that zone. I try to get better at it every day, but we get to I picked the title of today's topic as save the date because we need to decide on the moment that we want to make the change. And yesterday was about making that little change, just the little change. Know thyself, know exactly who you are, what you want. And you don't have to know yourself completely. You don't have to, but start figuring it out, you know? I mean, I'm still learning myself. I learn something new about myself all the time. And it's enlightening, it's fun, it's scary, it's exciting. But the more we know about ourselves, the more we know exactly what we want, and we know exactly what it's going to take to get there, and who we need to become, and what we need to make a little bit better. And that makes it so much more engaging when you know who you're traveling with. Because so often we think we know who we're traveling with, and the person that we're traveling with is trying to be someone else. I'm talking about just this one person, even if you're traveling alone. And honestly, we're never traveling alone. We're always traveling in a pack. Someone's helped us along the way. Someone's trying to help us. There's always people rooting for us. Even when we don't think there's anyone rooting for us, there are people in the background that are praying for us, cheering for us, hoping that we succeed. And sometimes it's people that we thought didn't give a damn about us. I had a conversation yesterday with somebody that I haven't talked to for years. And they said, you know what? I've been watching you, and I'm so proud of what you and Jana are doing. I don't say anything on there, but I'm watching what you do. I love what you're doing. And we don't talk. But I was like, you know what? That meant something. So I was like, hey, thank you. I needed to hear it, I guess, because it means I don't need to see the ripple to know that I'm making ripples. And I hope that you don't need to see the ripples to know that you're making a difference, because everybody matters. I'm telling you, everybody matters. You're making a difference in the world. And what kind of difference do you want to make? You can make a difference for yourself by deciding who you want to be and just doing it. I love you guys so much. I feel like I preached today, and I hope it was okay. I hope it wasn't offensive, but I want you to live the best life that you possibly can. And I want you to be, when you get to the end of it, or when you get to that point where you're like, I'm so happy with my life. I'm excited that I had a chance to be on this planet and share it with the people I was around and be a part of the Living Lucky group. I want you to be like, I had the best experience possible. And I want to rejoice with you in heaven, or I hope that's where I'm planning on being. But I want to rejoice with you at the end of all this and be like, yes, we did it. We lived well. So thank you so much. Keep living lucky. Save the date and show up for yourself. Let's show up for each other. And thank you for showing up for me, because I need the support. And I love you guys. All right. We'll see you in the morning. I'm going to keep nursing Jana. I've got a couple of appointments today. But other than that, it's all J&J time, and I'm going to love her up. Thanks so much, guys.
If the idea of living lucky appeals to you, visit us at startlivinglucky.com.